Welcome to Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. Thanks for stopping by. Grab a glass of lemonade, pull up a rocker, and join me for conversations about living the simple life. Go ahead, get comfortable and settle in for a good visit. It's time to relax and enjoy. The South, October is the potluck time of year when we aren't sure what our weather will be doing until we lift the lid on the day. Some mornings, the heat and humidity are aggressive long before the sun wakes up. The next, you need a sweater even into the late morning. But just knowing that we will soon have cooler weather more consistently has me thinking of being outside even more than normal. And one of the things I'd love to plan this year is an outdoor potluck. Now, if it has to do with social gatherings, we Southerners like to think we invented it. However, there is a better possibility. These informal gatherings have been going on since the late 1700s. A man by the name of Thomas Nash used the term in a work of 16th century writing. But the potluck we're most familiar with became a regular social gathering more than likely during the Depression in the 30s. It was one way they were able to stretch a little into a lot. The term potluck actually stems from two English words combined into one, pot being a vessel for food and latch being the luck. Together, it was called a potlatch. Daddy used to tell us to pay your nickel and take your chances. This is a good way to describe a potluck meal. Each attendee brings a dish to the gathering. Sometimes the host or hostess will request a certain category, such as a vegetable or a dessert. However, most times each person will bring whatever they have to prepare. In some cases, if the person doesn't cook, they'll bring fruit or even paper goods. In the South, there are primarily three reasons to have a potluck. The first reason is faith. Quite often, a church will have a potluck after services on Sundays. These are probably the most famous potluck meals. They may be hosted on the first Sunday of every month or even the fifth Sunday, but it is rare that a church doesn't have at least one. The biggest blessing to these, outside of enjoying the renowned dishes some of the women are famous for, is that usually anyone and everyone is invited. The second reason is family. Family gatherings can get rather large, so to take some of the weight off of the host or hostess, each family member usually brings an item or two. It's usually up to the host or hostess, in this case, to offer the main course, but not always. And everyone pitches in with vegetables, salads, breads, and desserts. And the third main reason is funerals. Down here, it's customary to bring a dish to a person who has recently lost a loved one. In fact, there are usually so many food contributions, there's one person or a team assigned to assist the bereaved by not only accepting food, but also keeping a list of who brings what in which dish. When it comes to writing thank you notes or returning dishes, having this list is a huge blessing. Although these are the most common reasons for a potluck, it's also fun to have a potluck just for the sake of having one. Summer usually has us busy with tending the garden, harvesting and preserving, and spending our time tending our yards. With the weather getting cooler, things begin to slow down and we can focus more on social activity. Maybe it's time to haul tables outside, toss on a tablecloth, and invite our friends for a potluck dinner. These are one of the easiest gatherings to have. It just takes an hour or two, depending on how many folks you're inviting, to set up tables and chairs. Another hour maybe to prepare a main dish. Then stack plates, utensils, glasses, and napkins on the corner of a table, and you have everything you need. I was discussing potlucks with Alona the other day, and as we were talking, She got this special gleam in her eye. That look stems from the fact that she is a potluck guru around here. That woman can organize a potluck, cook a huge, massive pot of chicken spaghetti, set the tables, and give you a mental list of what everyone is going to be bringing in under an hour. She is by far the queen of potlucks. According to this expert, no Southern potluck is complete without baked ham, fried chicken, and a bowl of purple hull peas. All the main dishes and vegetables will probably fit on one long table. But there is no question. You better have at least two tables for the desserts. She had me drooling as she rattled off not only the menu, but also the recipes of a recent potluck she attended. Women I have never heard of before were spoken of in combination with their cooking skills. And I laughed when Alona said that our conversation reminded her she needed to talk to Kay about her apple dumpling recipe. According to Alona, Kay makes one that calls for 7-Up, where Alona's calls for Mountain Dew. Now, you know that was a recipe I had to ask for. When it comes to the list of food for a potluck, there is no way I can tell you who makes what dish or which one is better than the other. But if you visit the podcast resource page, you'll find links to some of the recipes. I mean, I can't just leave you hanging now, can I? And by the way, if you're planning your own potluck and there is something you would like a recipe for, just email me at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. If I don't have it, then there's a good chance Alona does. And if she doesn't, one of the women at the churches around here or one of my neighbors is bound to have it. There are so many delicious dishes served at a potluck, I would need a ream of paper just to name them all. But here are a few ideas. For a main dish, you might want to consider baked ham, fried chicken, gumbo, or anything barbecued. In the vegetable and side category, most potlucks around here will have dressing, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows, purple hull peas, green bean casserole, corn casserole, and we cannot forget the twice baked potato casserole. A relish tray loaded with pickled beets, pickles, olives, marinated tomatoes, and more is always a hit. And you can find some type of salad, whether it's a green salad, pasta, or potato salad. Without a doubt, around here, you'll also find a broccoli salad. I have Peggy Ray's recipe for that, and it is excellent. Now, no potluck would be complete without breads. These range from store-bought, for those who don't have time to cook or can't, to homemade. And you can bet there's going to be at least one pan of cornbread on the table. As Alona indicated, desserts are the favorite part of any potluck and needs at least two tables to hold all the delicious offerings. And for many people who attend the event, it's to these tables they go to first. There is no way they want to miss out on a single one. Because of how many there is absolutely no way to share them all here. But as a highlight, these are a few sweets you can find at a potluck. Cakes. Oh, the cakes. Chocolate, lemon, coconut, pound, Italian cream, hummingbird. If it's a cake, it'll be on the table. Pies are as numerous as the cake and come in flavors such as apple, peach, pecan, chocolate, lemon, coconut, pear, and more. You'll also find the standard fare of brownies and cookies. And on occasion, you may just be fortunate enough to find a big bowl of homemade banana pudding. Now that's worth standing in line at the dessert table for. If you're ready to spend some time outside with family, friends, or neighbors, try one of the easiest social gatherings there is to offer. Potlucks are fun. They not only fill your body with delicious food, but will also nourish your very soul with comfort and the warmest blanket of love and friendship you can ever imagine. And if you're really lucky, you may just come home with a pocket full of those secret recipes. If you want to learn more about the topic at hand, just visit my website at www.thefarmwife.com. If you're enjoying listening to these podcasts, you can support the show by clicking the support button in the show notes. When you do, you'll be helping me continue bringing you fun and helpful ideas for living the simple life you love. If you have questions or just want to stop in for a visit, you can do that through email at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. And be sure to subscribe. You don't want to miss a single conversation. I'll be sitting on the porch every Monday morning waiting for your visit. Thanks again for stopping in. I'll see you next week on Living a Simple Life with the Back Porch View. And while you're waiting for the next episode, grab that glass of refreshment, pull up a rocker, and sit back for a while. It's time to relax and enjoy.